Welcome to Lawmaker Spotlight. I'm Donna Lowry. Here you will find in-depth interviews with Georgia lawmakers and leaders on the issues driving the legislative session. These conversations go beyond the headlines to explore how decisions are made and what they mean for you and your community. Joining us is Republican Senator Jason Dickerson from Senate District 21, representing portions of Cherokee and Fulton counties. His committees include banking and financial institutions, public safety, government oversight and veterans, military and homeland security. Also here is Democratic Senator Jaha Howard of Smyrna, who represents parts of Cobb and Fulton counties. His committees include agriculture and consumer affairs, government oversight, higher education, and state and local government operations. Welcome to Lawmakers. It's your first time.
Thank you.
We're going to have you back, of course. So we'll get to know you a little bit better. And I'm going to start with you, Senator Dickerson. Tell us a bit about yourself. You co-founded, among other things, a long haul trucking company. People out there for a long time on the
road. That is correct. Yes, ma'am. I'm a lifelong resident of Cherokee County. Started my first company when I was 15 years old, which was a transportation company. By the time I graduated, I had 5 employees. Over the years, I've had about 22 different companies. The smallest 5 employees, the largest 550 employees. Again, just love the community of Cherokee County. Love North Fulton. And just love everything about it. It's been an absolute honor.
That first one, was it bikes and transportation? What was it?
No, it was a 3-car hauler.
Okay.
To transport cars back and forth to Florida.
Oh, wow, at 15 years old. Let's talk a little bit about one of the bills that deals with trucking that you are looking to introduce really soon on CDL driver's licenses.
That is correct.
Tell us briefly.
Commercial driver's license. And so one of the things that we've kind of seen here in the public over the last several years is that, we've had some accidents, and some of those drivers, for the most part, they may not have been able to speak English or even read English. A lot of times they may not have been able to drive the truck. And so one of the bills I'm looking to introduce is that if you're a non-U.S. citizen and you're here on a visa, then your driver's license will expire the same date that your visa expires,
wow,
which is not currently the case.
Okay. Well, we'll find out more about that once you drop that bill. All right. Senator Howard, let's learn more about you. You're a dentist.
Yes.
And you also served on the Cobb County School Board for a time.
That's
right. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, yeah, I'm a pediatric dentist in Vinings. I grew up in Atlanta, Mays High School. I'm a church deacon and Bible study teacher in the city of South Fulton. And I live in Smyrna. And I'm just excited about representing all of those wonderful parts of the District 35.
Okay, well, while I have you, there's something that came out with the EPA today dealing with investigating, looking at what is going on with fluoride in water. And I just thought, since you're here, tell us what your thoughts are about that, fluoride in water.
Yeah.
'Cause Utah and I believe Florida have banned fluoride in water.
Yeah, fluoride's been a great conversation with our patients that we have literally every day. We know that the recent administration is making a lot of changes based on sometimes outsized fears, and there's some legitimate conversations that we have to have with the public. What I try to tell our parents, and same thing with our constituents, is that there's a difference between water fluoride, topical fluoride like toothpaste, and supplements. But oftentimes when we're in a political warfare, people are just using words and using terms and throwing them around for political gain. We need to make sure we're trusting our medical professionals, our dental professionals, to have that more nuanced conversation.
So the topical kind is the kind we may see in toothpaste and that kind of thing.
And it has wonderful benefits. We want to have a more nuanced conversation about systemic fluoride.
Okay. All right. So we're going to switch a little bit and talk to you,
sure,
Senator Dickerson, a little bit. Tell us about Senate Bill 415, and you introduced that. It would ban, and this has caused a lot of talking in the area. You don't have a microphone on right now, so we're going to go ahead and have you hold that a little bit, okay? And unless you can get it on quickly. Can you do that for us? Okay. There. Okay.
Right.
Okay. I hope they can hear you now, because
maybe so.
We've been talking about this bill dealing with lab-grown meat.
That is correct.
Tell us what that's all about, first of all.
Well, so it's, this is something that came forth by one of my constituents. And every year, what we've looked at is, of course, I always have things that are passionate to myself and my family. But at the same time, I always want to do what's best for the people in my district. And this is one of those items that came up. And it just made a lot of sense all the way around.
What's the part that makes sense? You want to ban it, this?
I do want to ban it. And so, you know, right now is the FDA basically approved this in 2023. But since then, we have 7 states that have banned the production, distribution, and sale of lab-created meat. Here in the Southeast, we have Texas, Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida that have all banned it as well.
Wow. And so at this point, it's basically taking a little bit of animal stem cells and that kind of thing and making meat out of it.
That is correct. And
beef,
right.
And
pork.
And chicken.
And that is correct.
Chicken. Wow.
That is correct. Yes, ma'am.
Wow. So your bill, you feel pretty good about it. You said it's a talker.
It is a talker. It's not one of the things I thought would get a lot of press on, but the last couple of days in the media, it has definitely taken off.
Okay. Well, we're going to find out how that goes. Let's switch gears a little bit to another talker.
Sure.
And that's data centers.
Yeah.
You have interest in a bill and introducing a bill dealing with data centers. Tell us about it.
Very much so. Our campaign ended mid-December, and it was one of the number one conversations. The data centers. A lot of people are just now finding out what data centers are. When we have our conversations, no matter if they're a 20-something-year-old or an 80-something-year-old, when they realize we have just blocks and blocks and blocks of warehouses full of servers that are going to be in your backyard, people want to have a deeper conversation. They want to understand that connection between what the data centers are and our water, our noise pollution. Energy is the big one. So people want to have a real conversation. So on the campaign trail, we talked about pausing data centers for 1 year. It's not that we're anti-progress. We want to welcome progress. We want to welcome technology. But just like with the conversation about lab-grown meat, technology is great, but we can't do anything without trust. And I think we can all agree that the trust in our institutions is at an all-time low. And if we want to do wonderful things with technology, but we can't do it without public trust, let's take a pause. Let's make sure that we're educating one another. Let's know what we're walking into and not just have a short-term goal, but what's our medium and long-term goal for data centers?
Okay. We're running out of time, but I want to get something in that is important. We talked about tort reform and all last year a lot in the legislature. Mm-hmm. You want to do something with insurance reform?
Well, specifically for me, it comes down to a property tax reform from that standpoint. And for me, you know, it's just like in District 21, as in the rest of the state, I mean, we've seen astronomical property increases, a lot of property tax increases over the last 4 to 5 years. And we've just, it's become unsustainable for anybody that's in the district, whether you're in South Georgia, whether you're in North Georgia, it doesn't matter. So we definitely want to look at some property tax reform this year. And I've already put forth one bill to help the people in Cherokee County in District 21.
Okay. And real quick, tell us about your interest in education. And because you've been on the Cobb County School Board, what are you interested in seeing happen?
Yeah, I think folks will be surprised that our funding formula is 40 years old. And we've tinkered around the edges. We're barely making progress. We've had many years where we've underfunded our public education. And oftentimes we're quick to demonize our public schools. We need real champions for public education and also make sure that we're leaving room for some creativity through our public charters. I'm not a big fan of running over to private education. We want to make sure that no matter where you are in Georgia, you want your public schools, whether traditional public or public charter schools, to be strong.
Okay. Well, how's it going so far, real quick?
Oh, it's been great.
You like it?
It's been fantastic.
It's been good.
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
Well, we'll ask you that.
Yeah, have us back in a few weeks.
All right. Thank you so much for
coming. Thank you, Donna.
Thank you, Donna. Appreciate it.
That wraps up this episode of Lawmaker Spotlight. These conversations are part of the reporting you see on Lawmakers, our nightly show on GPB TV, covering the Georgia General Assembly. You can watch us weeknights for updates, interviews, and analysis from under the gold dome. I'm Donna Lowry. Thanks for being here.